We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to head out on the waitfor.com hotline and welcome in Larry Ridley. Larry's with CBS Sports and also SNY New York, where he covers the Jets and the Giants. And Larry, kind enough to spend some time with us. He'll be in Nashville later on this week for the NFL draft that gets underway on Thursday night. Larry, we keep hearing about the Jets and the fact that looks like they want to move down out of that number three spot. There's an article here in the Atlanta paper come out over the weekend saying the Falcons may be interested in moving up. How serious are the Jets about trading out of number three?
Well, it's something the GM, Mike Maccagnan, has been speaking about recently. Actually, you can even go back a few weeks, even a couple of months. He's been talking about that. But they got their quarterback of the future last year with Sam Darnold. So they want to add some pieces, not stocked with a lot in the draft, only like six or seven picks in this NFL draft this year. So they're looking for some help. They could use somebody on the defensive line, some secondary help, maybe also a little bit on the offensive line, especially on the edges there. So this is something that they're trying to look at, trying to get some value. And look, they did a good job of bringing in some folks in the offseason via free agency with folks like C.J. Mosley and things of that nature. They got a nice little young core of players with Leo Williams, Leonard Williams on the defensive line. They need a little help on the outside pass rush. And like I said, they could use another linebacker, especially a coverage linebacker, and probably a good safety and another good corner. So they're in need of some help, and this is something that they're looking at, especially getting that big piece, someone that they really see can be part of their future and really maybe sort of, dethrone New England and AFC East down the road with Sam Darnold. So, the Jets are looking for more pieces and looking to add some value. So it would make sense to maybe slide down later first part of the first round, maybe the midpoint, which is where your Falcons are at, around 14. But they definitely want to stay in the first half of the first round. So I don't think they'll, trade with someone at the very back of the first round because they do want to get an impact player.
Larry, what the heck are the Giants doing? I mean, they got the two first-round picks. You got the obvious need at quarterback. And they want to go D-line and go later in the draft and get their quarterback in the future. How much longer are they going to hold on to Eli before they find a successor?
Well, he's got, 1 year left on his contract, man. So, I mean, look, Dave Gettleman, he loves his hog mollies, right?
Yes, he does.
About that. He loves his gold jacket Hall of Famers, right, when he's drafting players. it's hard to get a read on this guy because, one week he's saying one thing and the next week he's saying another. But here's one thing that has remained the same here, and that is his affinity towards Eli Manning. You're starting to see even here, like on WFAN and on some of the sports talk shows, on a lot of our shows at SNY, the fan sentiment is changing a little bit with Eli Manning. You're starting to see people like, okay, it's getting to that point. He's 37, close to 38. It's time to start, looking ahead and get this quarterback of the future. They need to go out and draft that person. It's not going to be Kyle Laletta. It wasn't going to be Geno Smith. Why did you guys start him and break the streak?
Right.
But at some point, they do need to look forward. And maybe this is the year with someone like Jones, the kid from Duke, that they can get in there. But you never know. They believe in Eli Manning. They still think he can make the throws. I know they talked to you about those numbers and how he did in the second half of the season. The bottom line is, once again, he was in the bottom third of the league and, in a lot of the, the metrics and stats. So at some point, they've got to look to the future. If it wasn't last year and it's not this year, then definitely next year. Maybe it's the Tua. Maybe they tank for Tua. We'll see. But it was either last year, this year, or next year. One of these 3 years, Randy. Uh-huh. They've got to figure it out.
Hey, Larry, follow-up question with the whole Daniel Jones thing. Me and my partner, Chris, we kind of think that a little bit of that Cutcliffe effect, and we know how close the Mannings are to Coach Cutcliffe. Is that having some kind of a weighing on the decision to take Jones, do you think?
I think so. The question, though, Randy, is do they take it with the first pick at number six or the 17th pick? They got that deal with Cleveland Browns and OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. So that's the question. I tend to believe you can't go and get Jones at six, right?
No.
But maybe he's not there at 17. So, I mean, that would be a shocker in itself if they go and get Jones at number six. I think they take one of those defensive studs, whoever's still there, Bosa, Allen, Quinnen Williams, maybe a Rashawn Gary or somebody like that. Remember, they still need a little help on the offensive line.
Right.
Got Nate Solder last year from the Patriots, but that right side of the offensive tackle slot, that's still a question mark as well. And they need a pass rusher. They need a pass rusher very badly. You know, they lost Vernon Carey to the Browns. So that's something that they're looking at. We'll see. A lot of people thought early on in the process they would definitely take a quarterback at number six. We'll see about Haskins. He's a kid from the DMV area, but I believe he was born and raised in Jersey. So that would be someone that they would really look at. But can they take him at six as well? So all eyes on the Giants as they look to make those two selections in the first round.
Larry Ridley from CBS Sports and SNY New York covering the Jets and the Giants, spending a few minutes with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking, Larry, about quarterbacks, Mel Kiper has the Giants taking Dwayne Haskins at that number six spot. How many quarterbacks do you think go in the first round?
That's a good question. It wouldn't surprise me if it's like maybe three. Maybe you get Haskins. Maybe you get Kyler Murray. My point is, a lot of these guys, they're not, I don't think, that, look, this class is not as good as last year's class.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be reminiscent of some of those 80 classes, 83, 84, things of that nature. Not even 2004, with Eli and my man out in San Diego, Rivers and those guys. But look, I would, you know, look, unless you're in love with one of these guys, why, you know, waste the draft capital and go up and get these guys and spend a high first round pick on some of these guys? So, I'm one of those guys, like, maybe try to get a Drew Lock or somebody in the second round or maybe a little bit later. Here's a guy that's got some great potential, great arm talent, done some things in a very good conference. Saw what he did against Tennessee in a very high-profile game for him. It looked very good in that situation. So that's what I would do. But I'm really not buying into the hype a lot of these quarterbacks. I know people love Kyler Murray, and they want to see what these guys can do. But Haskins, you know, he's got a great arm, hasn't run a whole lot. But we'll see. A lot of questions about what they can do in the classroom, on the board, schematically, adjustments and things of that nature. So that's what I believe. I believe maybe two or three in the first round. I think that's going to be a shocker as well. I don't think you're going to see four, five, or six, a run of quarterbacks in that first round.
Hey, Larry, okay, we're going back to the Jets. You know they got the quarterback of the future. They go out and give Le'Veon Bell his deal, so they got their featured running back. I love Quincy Nuwa at the tight end, receiver, or whatever you want to call him. Is Robbie Anderson, I think he signed his tender. Is he a legit number one, or do they got to go out there and upgrade that position also?
The Jets think he's a number one. I don't. Uh-huh. I think he's more of a two. I think he's someone like an Alvin Harper back in the day. Get
Ooh.
Him a good solid one and let him be a number two. Let him run down the field. Let him be that X that can really stretch the field. Look, he's got great speed from the Miami area. Had some issues off the field as well with a police officer and things of that nature. But it seems like things are turning around. He was one of the players modeling their new uniforms a couple of weeks ago. So clearly he's in their plans. They've got some really high praise for him. They believe he can be one of those guys. Come up short the last couple of years, I believe, 900-plus yards receiving, so hasn't really reached that magical 1,000-yard season. Here's a guy that is a burner, has made some big catches, has had some big drops as well. Mm-hmm. I think he's a little slight. But look, if he's your second or third option, you're doing very well. It's very important to get the health of Quincy Enunwa back. Here's a guy that moves the sticks,
yeah,
makes the tough catches in the middle of the field. Kid from Nebraska, does a really good job, can get open, can play in the middle, can play on the outside, and also in the slot as well. I think that he's probably their top passing option, but Robbie Anderson has a lot of the tools that they like. But no, he is not a number one receiver, in my opinion.
Larry Ridley from CBS Sports, also SNY in New York. He covers the Jets and the Giants. He's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Larry, we talked about it earlier, the fact that Randy calls it lion season. everybody's lying about who they got an interest in. What do you think's going on? What are the conversations right now in Arizona? Do you think they end up with Kyler Murray, or do they go in a different direction?
That is the question of the draft. You know, you're starting to read a lot about, you know, Murray slipping down the board. We saw what Charlie Casserly said about him in his classroom work. Nothing crazy with the character or anything like that, but maybe it's some issues as far as, you know, reading defenses and I think a lot of these quarterbacks, though, guys. I mean, Chris Randy, I mean, don't you guys agree that it's just, you know, it's screens, it's bubble screens, it's a lot of, it's wide open offense. You're not reading a whole lot.
Right.
And not only that, the offenses in college, you know, I played in college in Middle Tennessee. I know Randy from UGA.
Right.
Shout out to Randy, by the way. I covered him with the Dolphins down in 2005-06. I don't know if he remembers me.
Yeah.
I was at Channel 7 in Miami.
When I saw your name, I was like, I think I know this guy right here. But yeah, because
was he nice to you, Larry?
I'm always nice.
Did he stiff you any for an interview?
Randy was a good dude before he left. You know, off to, you know, to like San Diego and see and St. Louis. He was a bad dude, man. You know, he had 60 catches. He did his thing. That Dolphins team had some talent, man. They just came up a little short.
And a quarterback, because he's a quarterback that we should have had playing for the Saints.
But, yeah, that was a different. I will remember being on the beat, waiting outside in Davie. We saw Drew Brees and we saw Culpepper. When they went with Culpepper, that was the direction the franchise chose. So that was the difference, man. Your fortunes just changed on that one player.
Yes, sir. Hey, Larry, one last thing for you. Covering up there in New York, covering the Jets and the Giants. The Jets dynamic with Adam Gase, who left Miami, and Greg Williams. How do you think that's going to, you know, work out? Because we know Greg got a strong personality, and Adam Gase, he's a young, but he seems like he's a no-nonsense type coach.
Well, and they both think they're geniuses on that side of the ball, so maybe that will work out, right? I mean, and not only that, you got some other coaches on the Jets staff that was with Greg Williams down in New Orleans when, you know, they had some,
pretty much
damn near came to fisticuffs down there with those guys at NOLA. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. Right now, everybody's saying the right things. Everybody's doing the right things. You know, they had their first workouts, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So everything is off on the right foot. I will say this, though. I did not like them openly talking about this. And C.J. Mosley mentioned this the other day. Adam Gase spending a lot of time chasing that ghost up in Foxborough. That's all they're talking about there. That can be good in a way, but there was another guy that was here that spent a lot of time and energy looking at Foxborough and trying to chase down the hoodie, and that would be Rex Ryan. Win some games first. Don't let New England get in your heads and let that be the only game. You got 14 other games every year. I think some of these teams fall into that trap of, oh, we just want to beat New England. Look at the record of teams that beat New England. We saw the Titans last year. I believe every team that beat New England last year lost the next week. Focus on the other teams in your division. Just win some games, man. Win more than five, and then we'll take it from there.
Larry Ridley, he covers the Jets and the Giants for CBS Sports and also SNY New York. If you recognize the voice, you may hear it on NBA 2K. He's actually going to be in Atlanta later this week doing play-by-play for a huge Madden tournament that's going on this weekend. Larry, I got to hear the story. How did you get into esports?
Well, I was in Orlando. I was in Miami first, and I went to Boston, covered the Patriots for 6 years. Then went back to Orlando in 2012. And when I was in Orlando, the guys on the offices that makes the Madden game and NBA Live, and also they did make the Tiger Woods game as well, the PGA Tour game. They're in Orlando, literally one exit up from our TV station. They reached out to me. They said, "Hey, we're looking to add some new talent on here with Jim Nance and Phil Sims," and it worked out. I did the pregame and the halftime and the postgame and voiced some other elements in the game. And I ended up doing it for 5 years, from 2014 all the way through last year, 2018. And then, of course, the esports starts to take off with the competitive scene with Madden a couple of years ago. And I do some of their larger tournaments, and then also do my own tournaments as well. They reached out to me and said, "Hey, do your own series." And that's what we do. We take it around the country. I go to Foxwoods. I go to Atlantic City. Wow. And we do one in Atlanta every month. And we're going to be at Access Replay on Sunday. I believe that's 112 Krog Street. And we'll be there, and we'll do a Madden Championship. The guy that won our event last month was on ESPN last night and was one game away from going to the big Madden Bowl next week, Mustafa Jones. So we have some high-level Madden players, and we have a very, very talented sideline reporter, Mr. Bo Johnson.
Oh, really? Look at Bo getting the shout out.
Wow.
that's good stuff. Real quick, because we got to go up against a break. When you do the play-by-play, are you actually standing by the players or between the players and giving the play-by-play breakdown of a video game?
No, Randy, it's just like a true NFL presentation. It's
really?
Me, and I usually have two former NFL players. I have Bart Scott, played with the Jets, can't wait, and Amon Green.
Uh-huh.
They're both going to be gone next week. They've got some other priorities to take care of with NFL drafts. So I'm going to have Devin Kajus down there. Remember him from Hard Knocks and the Browns?
Right.
He's going to be in doing some play-by-play with me. And then we got Bo. He's the sideline reporter. He does all of the interviews and things of that nature. We treat it just like an NFL game. I'm the play-by-play guy, the NFL guys are the analysts, and that's the kind of flow that we have. We do not play around. It's the same thing that you would see there. We don't geek it up and make it seem like, oh, it's video games.
Right.
It is a show. It's a presentation. It's live on Twitch, and it's live on Facebook Gaming as well. So we're trying to grow this thing and make this more appealing to other NFL fans, because that's the one great thing about Madden as far as the other video games. When people see it, they know, okay, that's the Dolphins, that's Brady, that's Drew Brees. They get it. They understand the game. So that's the one thing we have going for us.
Larry, enjoy Atlanta while you're here. Enjoy the NFL draft on Thursday, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Appreciate you, Larry, man. Take care, brother.
No problem. Good talking to you guys. And, yes, you'll find me in the A on Sunday.
All right, man. Larry Ridley, CBS Sports, SNY New York, NBA 2K, Madden.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.